Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Sarah. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I started filing a claim this morning with a lady, and she called. I'm pretty sure she called me back like she said she would, but I missed the call. I didn't have my routing number and account number available at the time of the call.
I'd be happy to help you sir. I'll be happy to help you with that.
Okay.
May I please have your social security number?
423-357232. Yes, ma'am.
And will you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
John Edward McCarley, Jr., Connie Kittle.
Okay. What is your driver's license number?
7676634.
Thank you for that information. And your date of birth?
8/14/90.
Thank you. You made too quickly inquiry on it. Okay. Gonna finish filing your claim for you.
Ma'am.
Okay, what is your middle initial?
D.
As an elephant?
Yes.
Okay. All right, date of birth, August 14, 1990.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. All right. What is your gender, male or female?
Male.
Thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading?
No.
Writing off. I repeat the question. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What is your preferred language?
English.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled, yes or no?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces for more than 180 days, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
9th grade.
Did you take the GED?
No.
Thank you. Okay. Let me read this to you, okay?
Ma'am.
Are you calling back with your direct deposit information?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just a minute. Let me read it to you again. There is some noise in the background. Can you help me with that noise?
Yes, ma'am. I'm outside. I was walking to check my mail.
Oh, okay. All right. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And what bank is that with?
I got Netspend.
No, we can't take Netspend. We can't take Chime. We can't take Green Dot. It has to be a traditional bank.
Okay. Can you put it in a banking account that's not my name, my mom?
No, it has your name has to be on the account.
Oh. What about your bank?
No, if you take the benefits card, when that card comes, it will have all your money on it. You can just take your money off of that card and put it on your Netspend card, but we can't do it.
Okay.
And another bank, because anybody can call and give them their account number and you'll put your money in it, so that wouldn't be right. So, your name.
Did you call it?
All right. But have, did she read to you the information about the card?
No.
Let me read the information to you so you understand what you're getting. This is the verbal disclosure for the card. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefit card. If you are a Vantage card, that card is good until the valid due date, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service, a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are a card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery, an international transaction fee excluding ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note, the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where the card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits-card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit CFPB. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in your cardholder's agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
You still there?
Yes. Do you still? Right. I'm just waiting on your answer, yes or no.
What, want the card?
Yes. Okay, thank you. Okay, yes, please.
Ma'am?
What is your mailing address?
5551 13th Street, Southwest.
Okay. All right. Let me look at this. We have a 1710 43rd Street. Do you want me to take that address out?
Yes.
Okay. So your new address is 5550. What is it?
5551 13th Street, Southwest, Lynette, Alabama.
Okay, let me just change this. Lynette, just a minute, let me put it
up. Alabama.
Let me get it off the box. What's your zip code?
36863.
Okay. Student's address different from the above
mentioned.
Is your residence address different from the above mailing address that you just gave me?
Say that one more time. That's my address. That's the only address I
okay.
That's where I live.
All right, thank you. Has your address changed in the past year, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. What is a primary telephone number?
334-755-9051. Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Will you verify your mailing address for me by giving me your full address?
5551 13th Street Southwest, Lynette, Alabama, 36863.
Thank you so much for that information. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. These are security questions. Based on your background, in what county is 7582 Robin Plaza? Clark, Silver, Marshall, or Pike? With this address.
Do what?
Based on your background, in what county is 7582 Robin Plaza? Clark, Claiborne, Marshall, Pike, or I've never been associated with this address.
I've never been associated with that address.
Thank you. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Valley, Gaston, Decatur, Selma, none of the above.
Valley,
thank you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1419 South 8th Street, 44197, 706 31st Street, 84 Hyatt Road. I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
1419 South 8th Street.
Thank you. Thank you for answering those questions. These are regular UC questions. You just answer yes or no. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance? Yes or no?
Do what?
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
What's that? The corona?
No, that's not the corona. That's like a tornado may have destroyed your job site.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Mm-hmm. What was your last day at work?
Last Thursday.
That would be the 10th.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Since when?
Sunday, the most recent Sunday. Have you been mentally and physically able to work? That is,
no.
Would you have been able to work if you had a job Sunday, would you have been able to go to work?
No.
Okay. All right, let me read this to you. This is an ABLE clarification from the state. In other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you, yes or no?
No.
Okay. If conditions exist that prevent or restrict you from working on a job for which you are qualified, benefits can be denied until such time that you can provide proof that you are able to work. Okay, do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to keep your answer or do you want to change it?
What, not being able to work?
Yes.
Yes, I was unable to after that.
Okay. For what, the state give you four reasons that you can choose from. Work restrictions, limitations by order of physician, that's a doctor. Injury or accident. Totally disabled. Physical
injury,
injury by accident.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't by accident.
Say injury or accident.
Yeah, injury or accident.
Okay. All right, tell me what happens. I can put it in here. What's the issue?
Open heart surgery.
You had surgery?
I've been done, had the surgery.
Okay, is there a limitation by the order of the doctor that the doctor give you an order?
No. I'm thinking like what injury? Yeah, I was looking at it as you was asking me if I have been injured in the past.
No, you see, the question is, have you been mentally and physically able to work since Sunday? You said no, so now you have to give
a reason. No, I've got the coronavirus.
Oh, well, then you need to answer yes. Okay. If the coronavirus is the only reason why you're not able to work, you will still answer yes. Okay?
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently working solo on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license, yes or no?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you available to yourself full-time work, yes or no?
No.
If you answer no because of COVID, you need to not say no, you need to say yes.
Then yes.
Okay, thank you. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the past 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel, Mr. John, to a job, one way to a job?
20.
20 miles. Thank you. What is the Lord's hourly wage you will accept?
$11 an hour.
$11. Thank you. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What was your job title when you were working?
Welder.
Thank you. Okay. I'm going to read some descriptions to you. Will you choose one? Use hand welding, flame cutting, hand soldering, and blazing equipment to weld or join metal components or to fill holes, indentations, or seams of fabricated metal product. Is that what you did?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, who did you work for? What's the name of your separating company?
Do what now?
What's the name of your separating employer?
Surge Staffing Company.
Surge Staffing.
Yeah.
Thank you. I have to add that. Just give me one second. Thank you for that. Okay. John, would you give me your telephone number again, please?
334-755-9051.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the last four numbers. What did you say, please? Will you repeat that?
9051.
Thank you so much for that information. Now, will you give me the telephone number for Surge?
Excuse me.
First, give me the number for your work location.
Oh, hold on one second. (334) 234-2010.
Thank you. What was your employment start date with that company?
I'm not sure.
You have to give me a month, a day, and a year so I can. If not, you'll have to call back again.
It would have been on the 1st, 2/1/21.
Okay. February the 1st?
Yes.
2021, you said 2022.
2022.
Thank you. What city did you work in?
Valley.
Thank you. All right, three questions in one. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from this employer, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Why are you no longer working? You have COVID?
Yes.
Thank you. Right. We have a form for you to fill out. What is the name and the title of person who gave you time off for your for COVID?
Urgent care clinic.
Did you? I mean, the job that you were working.
I just took a test.
Yeah, but did you tell the people on the job that you had COVID?
Yes.
Who did you tell?
The supervisor or the staff right. Mate.
Okay, what's the person's name?
I can't remember her name. I guess whoever is over the place I was working at, Agent USA.
Okay, thank you. All right. All right, what day did you just start your leave of absence with COVID? What day, what was the first day you off for it? The 10th?
Yes.
And how long will you be off? When do you go back to work?
Do what?
When will you go back?
As soon as I'm like 14, something like 14 days.
Okay, well, you look, do you have a calendar, John? You need to look at the calendar and give me a date.
The 28th.
Thank you. Okay, John, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Your temporary PIN, you need to write this number down, is 3290.
Okay.
Thank you. This is your closing statement. This is very important information, okay? The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days, however, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at https://alabamaworks.alabama.gov/FOSNET and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is, John, will you copy this number down, please?
Hold on, what's this? All right.
Okay. The number is 800-752-7389. Yes. Okay. All right. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. John, that would be Sunday, February 20th. You'll dial that number, the 800-752 number, and follow the prompts. Okay. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. John McCauley, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
That's it.
Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm.